Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. In the last year, the St. Louis youth hockey community has been rallying around the family of Colin Brown. Colin was hit by a stray bullet last November when he and his father were driving home from a game. He died several days later, and his number 72 has been retired by his home club, the Afton Americans. Now they're creating a space for players and teams honoring Colin, and they need some special donations. They're asking for used hockey sticks. I'm joined now by Julie Jordan. She is a board member with the Afton Americans Hockey Club. Julie, thank you so much for taking time to join me this morning.
Thank you so much for taking time to help us with this special project.
Well, Julie, I think the whole hockey community in St. Louis, you know, has been impacted by this, but I can't imagine what the start of the season was like, especially for some of Colin's teammates. How is everyone holding up there in Afton?
I think everybody has just held each other closer and have made sure that he is part of this season. Afton has his younger brother on one of our other teams. So really, the family is so important to us, and we want to make sure as a club that they know they are absolutely part of our heart there.
Now, Colin's family has donated money to the club that's being used to create a special place at one of your home rinks, the Afton Rink. Tell us about the project.
We have a space above the rink for anybody who's been in that location. You see the windows above the rink, and it's always kind of been, what is that up there? So we wanted to be able to update and remodel that space because it's been quite a few years since anything's been done up there. And so we started off with a smaller project to remodel it, and it's turned into this bigger piece where it's going to be available as a meeting room. People can rent it out. Teams can rent it to watch games. So it's going to be a space to bring people together. And that was actually a space that brought the teams together when we found out about the tragedy. We all kind of grouped up and met in that room that the next day to support each other. So it seemed like the best place to really honor him and continue that support.
Well, this week we got a message from our own club president saying that Afton needed our sticks, any of our broken or used sticks, because you're putting up a wall of sticks. And as we all know, players break sticks all the time. So let us know what you're asking for from the community here.
Yes, we are looking for any donation of sticks. We're looking for mostly like that longer middle piece to be able to create a wall. At the Afton rink, there's actually a wall downstairs that has the hockey sticks incorporated into it. And so we're going to utilize that same design upstairs. And we're asking that if players or parents are donating those sticks, they're able to write a message on it to the family, to the community, to future hockey players, to really be able to incorporate everybody in the community into that space by donating the sticks that you don't need anymore.
Well, I know we've got a couple. My daughter just broke hers in a game a couple weeks ago, and one of my players brought a stick to me last night, and I was able to share some of Colin's story, which just demonstrates, I think, you know, how important this is, what you're doing. How many sticks do you think you're going to need, Julie?
I think we estimate that we're going to need about 2,000. So we have almost 1,000 in our possession now. I think we're a little closer to like 800-900. But based on the fact that it's a very long wall and we'd like to do the entire length of the wall, we're gonna keep collecting sticks as long as people are willing to donate them to us.
Where can people drop them off?
They can drop them off at Afton Hockey Rink. We have a container outside of the Zamboni room that's in our warming area. So follow to where the food is, and then there's a container there. And you can drop them off there. If you're a club or you're an organization that has collected a substantial amount and would like someone to come pick them up, I'd be happy to be the one to pick them up if you want to share my email on the website or however you'd like to do that. I would be happy to coordinate picking them up from them.
We would be glad to do that. You know, the one last thing that I have to ask you, Julie, is just to describe for people who might not be part of this, what the strength of the youth hockey community is in St. Louis when there's a loss or a tragedy or a need.
I think it's overwhelming to see groups and groups of people who have never met, who may have been rivals, who've played games against each other, to all come together and become a family based on the fact that we all live this crazy lifestyle. And when something happens, it's all of us that it happens to, and everybody has to band together and lift each other up and do whatever they can. One of the teams from Colorado, Littleton, had been in town when it happened, and they have come back in town since, and it is amazing to see a team that doesn't even reside in the area who has lifted our club, who has lifted this team, this family, and held such a special place for them that it transcends all the different pieces and is just a different kind of love.
What has this done for Colin's family that he is remembered every time someone walks in your rinks?
I could not speak to how this affects them in any way because I can't even fathom, but I would hope that every time they walk into the rink, they feel the love and support and know that he will always be with us and always be a huge part of how we move forward as a club.
Julie, thank you so much. Really appreciate you joining us, and hopefully we can get you more sticks than you could ever use.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. That is Julie Jordan. She's a board member with the Afton Americans Hockey Club. Again, they are hoping for donations of used sticks. They want the new sticks to go for kids who can still use them to play. But if you've got some sticks that are broken and they've still got a good length, they're going to put them on that wall to honor Colin Brown and his family. And so it'll be there for generations of hockey players in Afton.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.